I mentioned today we celebrate the great anniversary of the election of our Holy Father, Pope Benedict. I remember well the time in seminary 5 years ago on this day. We had been anxiously following all the goings on in Rome, and it was about, I want to say around 11:30 was our normal community mass. And on this particular day, I believe it was around 10:50 or thereabouts that the bells began to ring in St. Peter's and the white smoke appeared. And all of us have been, of course, watching and waiting for this moment for quite some time. And so we were very distressed to say that, oh no, Mass is coming. And will we be able to see the appearance of the new Holy Father? Well, it turns out that I was a server for the Mass, and we had the dilemma of, we had been, of course, over the days, not being able to name the Pope in the Eucharistic prayer at Mass. We knew that we had a Pope because the smoke had gone up and the bells had rung, and it was time for Mass, so we knew that we had a new Holy Father, but we didn't know who it was or what his name would be yet. We're hoping he had been announced before Mass so that we could insert the name of the new Pope at Mass, but alas, it was not to be. But I, however, was a server at the Mass, and I have to admit, I snuck out to the sacristy for a moment during Mass and had a little TV that we had going across from there, and so I was able to just get a glimpse right when Pope Benedict came out. And I could see that it was Cardinal Ratzinger, and waited to see what name he had taken, and saw that it was Benedict XVI. And we actually, in the middle of Mass, when it came time for the Eucharistic prayer, we got to that part where we normally paused because we didn't have a Holy Father, and we actually sent server up, and I'd written on a little piece of paper, Benedict XVI. We shoved it up to the celebrant. We pray for, take the paper, Benedict, our Pope. And that was the first time that we had prayed for our new Holy Father. And it was a great day of rejoicing in the seminary and throughout the Universal Church as God had given us a new shepherd to follow in the footsteps of John Paul the Great. And Benedict himself knew his position. How do you follow a Pope that will go down in history as one of the greats? As Benedict appeared on the loggia there at St. Peter's, he said very simply, "My dear friends, at this moment, I can only say, pray for me." Very important. Pray for the Pope. Dear brothers and sisters, after the great John Paul II, the Lord Cardinals have elected me, a humble, simple worker in the vineyard of the Lord. I am consoled by the fact that the Lord knows how to act, even with inadequate instruments. And above all, I entrust myself to your prayers. In the joy of the risen Lord, trusting in his permanent help as we go forward, the Lord will help us, and his mother, most holy Mary, is on our side. Thank you. A humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord. That is how Pope Benedict saw himself on that day, and that has certainly proven true over these last 5 years. He has been a good, humble, simple worker in the vineyard of the Lord. Not traveling as much as John Paul II, not speaking as much. He's much older. He turned 83 just this past Friday. And Benedict has been that simple and humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord, teaching us well the truth of our faith, enduring many attacks and trials in the course of his pontificate, but humbly serving the Lord nonetheless. In his first homily, he said, "One of the basic characteristics of a shepherd must be to love the people entrusted to him, even as he loves Christ whom he serves. Feed my sheep, says Christ to Peter. And now at this moment, he says it to me as well. Feeding means loving, And loving also means being ready to suffer. Loving means giving the sheep what is truly good, the nourishment of God's truth, of God's word, the nourishment of his presence, which he gives us in the Blessed Sacrament. My dear friends, at this moment I can only say, pray for me, that I may learn to love the Lord more and more. Pray for me that I may learn to love his flock more and more. In other words, you, the Holy Church, each one of you and all of you together. Pray for me that I may not flee for fear of the wolves. Let us pray for one another that the Lord will carry us and that we will learn to carry one another. How important the mission of the Holy Father, to feed the sheep with the love of the truth. This is the great witness that we see from Stephen in our first reading today. It would be easy to fit in, to flee for fear of the wolves, for danger, as Pope Benedict knew the Holy Father would be tempted. But Stephen stands up and he preaches boldly the truth. This is what Pope Benedict has continued to do. I love in the gospel how they come and Jesus says very plainly, you're not looking for me because of the supernatural reasons of the signs and witnesses that I've given as the Messiah. Rather, you're following just because you ate and you had your fill of bread. It would be easy for the Holy Father, for the church, for any of us to give society the banal worldly things that we would seek, to say yes to whatever the culture would ask of us, that people would be easily filled on mere bread. But that is never the role of the church. The church is called not to give people just the bread that will fill them for a while, but to nourish God's flock on the truth, as Benedict said. This is not always immediately satisfying the way these worldly things can be. But in the end, Pope Benedict will go down as a good teacher of the truth. He has taught us well about our faith, writing three encyclicals, Deus Caritas Est, on God is love, and Spe Salvi, that beautiful reflection on Christian hope, and then Caritas in Veritate, on Christian charity and social justice. He wrote his famous book, Jesus of Nazareth. He's given countless talks and lectures. He is a great learned theologian that God has given to use his talents to teach the flock the truth. Today, as we observe his fifth anniversary of election, we do as he asks of us. We pray for him. Pray that in his old age, that his health may be strengthened, that in the attacks against him, that as he prays, he may not flee from fear of the wolves, but may continue to strengthen us. May we today recall that great joy that we should always have in being thankful to God for our shepherd, but especially the joy of 5 years ago today, the joy we continue to feel, the love as the Holy Father grows deeper and deeper in our hearts. May we be good sheep as we follow the shepherd God has given us, a humble servant in the vineyard of the Lord. May he continue to be so, and may all of us follow his example.